You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Lacrosse Tournament Preview. Today we're joined by Southwestern head coach Joe Ernst. And Joe, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Coach, you... The Southwestern program won a fantastic game yesterday to get that Final Four seed. Talk us through that double overtime win over Hendricks to get to the SCAC tournament.
Well, it was scarily deja vu for everybody. I'm not sure if you took a look, but last year's game was a 9-8 overtime win by us as well. This year it just took us one more overtime to get it done. It was kind of nerve-wracking because there was a lot on the line. We went down, we traded possessions with them, both coaches calling timeouts to set up a final play, and just worked out that, you know, in the end, the final goal was scored. Our guys just executed the final play we put in to put the ball in the net perfectly, and it just worked out for us.
Coach, what does this mean in just the second season as a varsity team at Southwestern to make it to the SCAC tournament, knowing you have a chance to compete for an SCAC championship and bid to the NCAA tournament?
I think it's bigger than most people would even think. For our guys in particular, after last year, which, you know, in our inaugural year, it was pretty rough. For us to go this year, to go, you know, 7-8 and beat out a rival to make that final spot, get the chance to go up and play in the SCAC tournament, you know, 4-8 it's wonderful. I mean, on top of the fact that there's an AQ and our guys won and get to go up there, it helps with recruiting, helps with the visibility of the conference. It's a great thing.
Coach, we mentioned briefly a little bit about your game yesterday as part of your season, but just aside from that game, since we already mentioned that, give us a little bit of a brief recap of Southwestern season heading into the SCAC tournament this weekend.
Sure. We played some tough teams. Obviously we played Colorado College, played Birmingham Southern. We played who was at the time the number 11 team in the country, RPI. We went to a great road trip out east and then played Marymount in Houston. So we played some tough teams to try and prepare us for conference play. And our guys are, you know, while we're young, we're mostly sophomores and freshmen. Every game they matured a little bit. We got a little bit better, kind of figured out what we needed to do every game. And it was a great maturity process. And I think that, you know, with the guys we got coming in next year, I think we're going to even take that next step and hopefully be in there with Suwannee and Birmingham Southern.
Coach, you enter the four seed and obviously draw the host, Colorado College, and obviously Colorado College has ran through a perfect undefeated regular season conference-wise. Your first meeting with them was a tough 22-2 loss. What are some of the things that you learned from that game that you guys hope to apply in your semifinal matchup with them on Friday?
Well, the vast majority of their goals were scored on us in transition. They got some great athletes and some really good shooters, and they moved the ball very well. I think we're going to focus in the next couple of days on working on our transition defense and also on our possessions on offense, try and hold the ball down there a little bit. If we can stop a few of their goals and get a few more of ours, I think it might be a little bit more fun for both sides.
Coach, last question, but what kind of success did you envision taking over a program that had yet to play a game before you started the season last year? I mean, is this kind of the track that you guys had hoped that you were laying the foundation for with Southwestern?
Absolutely. I mean, my vision in talking to the ADs and my assistants and the other guys on the staff, we knew it was going to be a 3 or 4 year type of process till we could be truly competitive, with the better teams out there, the Colorado Colleges and the Marymounts and the CRISPR Newports, those kind of teams that we play. So I think we're right on track. Had a couple of games that I thought we could have done a little bit better. Most glaring for me is the Trine game, where we really did very well in the first quarter and then kind of had a letdown. But I think all that comes with maturity, and as our guys get a couple more years under our belts, I think that, you know, another year or two we'll be looking to be very competitive.
Head coach Joe Ernst and the rest of the Southwestern Pirates open up the inaugural SCAC Men's Lacrosse Tournament on Friday, April 22nd at 5 p.m. Mountain against number one seed and host Colorado College. Coach, congratulations on advancing this far in just the second season as a program. Best of luck, safe travels, and thanks for taking time out of your schedule with us today.
Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you soon.